2 weeks ago, Arab League monitors arrived in Syria to judge whether the regime was keeping its promise to end the killings, withdraw its troops, release political prisoners, and follow through on the commitments that it had made. So far, the regime has not done so. It claims to have released some prisoners, but thousands more are still not free. Dozens more are arrested every day. We've seen the Syrian army paint its assault vehicles blue to disguise military forces as police to hide from the world the full extent of its crackdown. Just 2 days ago, 11 of the international monitors were attacked. Two were injured when their convoy came under assault. But instead of taking responsibility, what we hear from President Assad in his chillingly cynical speech yesterday was only making excuses, blaming foreign countries, conspiracies so vast that now it includes the Syrian opposition, the international community, all international media outlets, the Arab League itself. And I want to commend the Arab League for showing real leadership. I think that it's clear to both the Prime Minister and myself that the monitoring mission should not continue indefinitely. We cannot permit President Assad and his regime to have impunity. Syrians deserve a peaceful transition. We are looking to work with the Arab League when the current monitoring mission expires on January 19th. We look again to the Prime Minister for his leadership.